worth it. Now, as I told you, I have some artistic, creative types sitting in front of me, and I cannot wait to talk to them. They are from the Williamsburg Players, and they have a new production in the theater now called Lucky Stiff, which will run from February 1st through the 17th with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also with a Saturday matinee. So a total of 12 shows, and I will be telling you about how you can get tickets and how you can attend these performances. But first of all, let me just welcome into the studio. We have our co-directors, our Rosemary Allman and Marcia DiMattia. And I practiced that just briefly. And I'm so pleased that she's given me the sign of approval. We have Jesse DePetti, a cast member, and Stephen Ben Orsdale. They are both actors with some great experience and great personality. So everyone, welcome to WMBG.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, Williamsburg.
I am tickled to death to have you all. I always enjoy my Players interviews. I am an alumni of the Players, and even as recently as November, I came and did a little fundraiser there and raised some money for the ongoing productions that you do. And so I support the Players greatly. And ladies, you are directing this play together. Is that a challenge to have a co-director?
No, not for us. Not for us.
Not for us. No. Not one bit.
Well, we love working together.
That's good. And you know, I think sometimes it is nice when you have more than one opinion and more than one vision.
The old two heads are better than one, really. Well, is true.
That's very true. Are you both?
And it lightens the load.
Yeah, you're both experienced directors, I believe, from what I know about you. And how many productions do you have combined? Is this have you done the math?
I don't think we've ever done that.
Is this about maybe our 10th, 12th, well, 13th?
Together, we've been together doing shows for at least 13 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow. How fabulous.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice because there are times when I can look at Rosemary's head move and I know exactly what she's thinking.
We just look across at each other and have the same thought. It's amazing.
Right. And that's, now, do you both perform as well? I know not in this show, but I mean, are you both actresses?
I used to perform.
A 100,000 years ago when I was young.
Yeah. Oh, so that was some of the ancient Greek theater you were doing?
Yes, you recognize me then.
That's funny. All right, so Stephen, tell me, how much acting experience do you have, buddy?
Really not that much. I mean, I've only really done stuff in high school. That's actually the last time I actually did anything. Just a few years ago, not too many, but yeah, that's really all I ever did.
Have you performed at the Williamsburg Players before?
I have not. This will be my first, debut performance. I can't talk today.
With the lead role.
That's all right. Radio does that to a few people. Fortunately, it has not tongue-tied me in a critical way yet, but I'm sure my day is coming as well. You know, my joke right now, for the 9 months I've been doing this show, people keep asking me how I love the radio. And I said, can you imagine somebody is finally paying me to run my mouth? I love this. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Jesse, where are you coming from as far as an actress?
Well, you know, actually, my acting debut was thousands of years ago with Marcia and Rosemary. Really? I was basically raised by these two women in the theater, and I have now officially known her, both of them, actually, for more than half of my life.
Wow, I feel old.
Oh, don't feel that old. I'm still a youngin. But I actually performed in Lucky Stiff. These two directed the show during my high school, sophomore year at Jamestown High School. And I am lucky enough to get to reprise the same role. Mm-hmm. And through college, I hadn't actually performed in any full-length productions. I would say my leading role was during a Culture Week performance as the white girl slave in India Day. Okay. So not much there. But I'm excited to perform in my first Williamsburg Players production back in hometown.
Now, I'm intrigued by the fact that you have directed this show before. Mm-hmm. Is this very much like the other production, or have you reinvented?
We've made some changes. This is actually the first time we've ever done a show twice. We like to do a different show. Anytime we work together, we never want to repeat.
Right.
This show, though, has a special place for both of us. Yeah. We love this show. We think it's a very clever piece, and it doesn't get enough exposure in our minds. So we wanted to bring it back.
And you can continue to be creative with even if you've done a show. You have a different cast.
Always some,
you have different venue. You have different everything.
Well, and there's always something in the script that you didn't catch before.
We've definitely tweaked characters in this show differently.
Nice. for those of you who, you know, you are listening, I'm sorry for the fact that we are radio and not television, because sometimes I'm the only one that's getting the full effect of what's going on in the studio. Yeah. But I do want to comment, and I'm sure, Rosemary, I'm probably not the first person to say this to you. I feel like I have Anne Bancroft sitting here.
Well, thank you. Oh, I appreciate
you
that.
You remind me in looks and mannerism.
One of my old acting teachers actually said that very thing.
You remind me so much of Anne Bancroft.
Thank you.
And I was
a
tremendous fan. So it's a little like disconcerting, because I look over and I'm thinking, oh my God, I have Anne Bancroft in here. It really is uncanny. And I hope that you take that as the compliment that I mean.
I do. I love Anne
Bancroft.
Because
she was such a wonderful woman.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Lucky Stiff. Okay, this is a books and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens and music by Stephen Flaherty. So it is a full-blown musical.
It certainly is. It's nonstop.
Oh,
lots of music.
Nice.
Through this show.
And
since I'm musical director, I know, because I play my fingers to the bone.
She is constantly pounding away on that keyboard, all of rehearsals.
We have that in common. I'm a pianist.
And that dynamic duo, you know, they have a Broadway show on right now, Anastasia.
They do. Anastasia is their Broadway
time. Once on this island. Their music the music in this show is particularly clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It tells the story. Where sometimes music just kind of reprises a moment, this music propels the story, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And yet there are some really poignant songs within it that just capture you.
I like their writing very much.
They're wonderful people.
Okay. Give me a little synopsis about the plot, whoever's brave enough to take that on.
So this plot is fun in the fact that you can't really sum it up into a short, brief synopsis, but think Weekend at Bernie's. A humble and shy shoe salesman from England inherits randomly $6 million from his now deceased uncle, but he is forced to take the dead corpse around Monte Carlo and do an entire laundry list of tasks perfectly right in order to get the money. If he doesn't, it all goes to his uncle's favorite charity, the Universal Dog Home of Brooklyn, and the wonderfully annoying and charming representative Annabelle Glick. But the two end up pairing together, running from crazy Jersey gun girl and her brother, who are determined to get the money back for themselves.
All right. That's an interesting plot. And I think it'll leave you curious as to how that resolves. So you probably will want to get yourself a ticket. The Williamsburg Players are located in their own theater at 200 Hubbard Lane in Williamsburg. It's a wonderful theater. I think it seats about 300 people. And you can get tickets online at williamsburgplayers.org, or you can call the box office at 229-0431. Now, Stephen, where do you and Jesse fit into that plot?
Well, I actually play Harry Witherspoon, the lead. The British shoe salesman that inherits that $6 million.
Right. Well, he tries to. My character is Rita LaPorta, the crazy gun-toting Jersey girl who's determined to get the money back because she embezzled accidentally from a husband who she killed. She's a really fun villain. I'm glad to get to play this role again from high school, because it's always fun to dig a little deeper and find a different side of a character. Mm-hmm. I find I'm playing her a little bit more ritzy ditzy rich girl rather than just a crazy possibly drug-induced drunk woman.
possibly
but I think this cast actually has a really good dynamic, so it's fun to see where these characters go.
Marcia, I find myself wanting to know, I mean, it sounds pretty madcap, so I'm amused by the question I'm about to ask you myself. Do you find that people in your audience, do you expect them to find something familiar within themselves from these characters, or is it just strictly entertainment because it's just so madcap?
Oh, no, I think a lot of people, especially young people in Williamsburg, I hear this because I have a son that lives in Williamsburg who's young, and it's hard. They go through their work, and there's not a whole lot for them to do sometimes at night, and it's just work and then home and then work. And that's much like Harry Witherspoon until this change, this big, you know, you can earn this inheritance by doing this crazy thing, changes his life. So, no, I think that there are many characters. These are everyday people.
Right.
And they all converge because
in
of
abnormal
this,
circumstances.
Right, in abnormal circumstances.
Nice. Okay.
And so, no, I think your audiences will definitely identify with that.
Awesome. Well, I think it sounds like it's going to be fun, and I can tell you that the four people in the studio are directly responsible for creating this. And that intrigues me because they have a fun energy. They have all very creative spirit. So I would say you're in good hands with this one. I don't believe you could buy a ticket to this and be disappointed in any way, because I'm sure that Williamsburg Players has always, you know, set a pretty high standard for the things that they present, and they bring us a cultural dynamic in this community that we are very fortunate to have. So for that reason, I always endorse their productions, and I always ask you to consider supporting them both with subscription and ticket sales and individual donations if you're unable to attend the show, because it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money, unfortunately, is the reality in our world, to run a theater and to hold a standard as they do to the productions that they create and the things that they bring to the audience in Williamsburg. So the play is called Lucky Stiff. The musical is called Lucky Stiff. I correct myself. Directed by these very two talented women you have been speaking with Rosemary and Marcia. And Stephen and Jesse will be performing to their heart's content. And you know what? They deserve a responsive audience, because I can tell you they've been working hard. How long have you all been in rehearsal?
Well, we started probably mid-December, but then, of course, we had a big winter break due to the holidays.
Sure.
And then we had a snowstorm.
Snow. Okay.
So we've had as many crazy experiences as the people in this play, somewhat, in terms of trying to get to the end of this.
Sure.
But so we've had a limited but productive time.
Awesome.
And we're very
productive.
Excited.
Very productive.
We're very excited about where
I can
we are.
Say I personally started rehearsing back in February of 2017 when I heard the show was going to go on, because the songs for Rita Laporta became my go-to shower tunes.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. Well, I think I'm intrigued enough that I want to see this show. I'm going to find one of those dates to come down there and see it. And that is February 1st through the 17th. And that applies to performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Saturday matinee, which will happen at 2. The evening performances are at 8 o'clock. Please put that on your calendar. If you need more information, you can always call the studio. I'll be happy to relay it to you, because I know you don't always. Not everybody sits with a pen right next to the radio. My dad is not ever without his pen. But that doesn't mean he always gets all the information down on the paper at the same time that I'm talking it, because I know unless you were living your life as a secretary at some point, dictation is nobody's specialty in this world. So anyway, just keep it in mind, and do not miss Lucky Stiff at the Williamsburg Players. That's 200 Hubbard Lane. And once more, the box office phone number is 229-0431. WilliamsburgPlayers.org. You know they are proudly in a relationship with WMBG. We support them. We bring them on the air simply because we believe that what they offer the community is very valuable. So please go and support it. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today. I've had a marvelous time. This has been a very entertaining interview. And as theater interviews go, I pretty much support and talk to the cast and the directors of every show. You are among the most entertaining of all. So I want you, and I mean that perfectly as it comes across, because you're delightful. So thank you so much for being here. And everybody, come up and say hi at the show, because you will want to meet these people. And if you never got a chance to meet Anne Bancroft, I'm telling you, she's over there.
Oh, yes.
She is. Go talk to Anne.
I'll
Bancroft.
Be there.
And but then be just as gracious and learn it and refer to her after you greet her as Anne Bancroft. Call her Rosemary Allman. That's who she is. But I am having a good time today. So thank you so much. And now back to the music that you love. I've got a song called Drift Away from Dobie Gray. Oh, it rhymes. That's kind of funny. All right, here it is.